Blood.
Earth flying high. Earth flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze dripping on by. You know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling.
Because whether you believe it or not, it is a fabulous day in your life. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows. I'm excited to be with you today on the show, Release Yourself. Yes, release yourself. Let go of all those things that are holding you down, that are holding you back, that are stopping you from walking into the fullness of life. I'm so excited for you today because I love sharing with you everything that I learn about me and about life and about this journey that we're on. I love bringing it to you. Of course, I couldn't bring it to you without our sponsor, Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey, no matter what that journey is. And we empower young girls the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. Welcome to the show. Release yourself. Excited, excited, excited. I am coming from one of my favorite life coaches. Some of the things that she has taught me and that she teaches on, Kathy Holloway Hill. She has a book out called Emotional Bailout. It is an awesome book. And if you go to the Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Chris Meadows, you will see her book there. You can order it on Amazon. It is an awesome book. These are 9 principles for rising when your world is falling. How awesome is that? Kathy is an awesome speaker. She has spoken with Harvest Girls International and at some of our events. And just we're just so excited to be able to share some of her work with you today. Some of her work is going to be in this speaking today, but also some of the things that I've experienced I'm going to talk to you about. We only have 15 minutes, so I'm going to get started. I hope you're ready to receive. I hope you have a pen and paper. You know with me, you always have to have a pen and paper. I'm going to get right to it. Release yourself. You know, when we talk about releasing, we're talking about letting go. And it is so important that we understand when we release ourselves, we let go of things that sometimes are good for us and sometimes are not good for us. So I want to talk about the things that are not good when we release, because release can be a great thing as well. But I just want to talk about starting it off talking about those things that we need to release that are not so great for us. First of all, we want to get rid of the clutter in our life. We want to get rid of clutter. Clutter sometimes is that thing in our life, whether it be our health, whether it be our wealth, or just those things in life that cause disorder and disarray. So I want to talk about clutter a little bit and release the clutter in your life. Webster Dictionary defines clutter as to cover with disorder that impedes movement. You know, last week we talked about push. We talked about movement. Pushing meant movement, putting pressure on something. Well, same with clutter. It's disorder that impedes your movement. It stops you from moving. And this unresolved clutter overwhelms your spirit with disorder that impedes your personal and professional growth. Clutter and emotional baggage are anchors which drain your energy and reduce your ability to fulfill your dreams. And we want to release ourselves from all of those things that impede us from fulfilling our dreams. First of all, I just want to talk a little bit about myself. I had a lot of clutter in my life at one time. Didn't know how to get rid of it. Really didn't know what all of it was. But what I had to do is I had to almost put a shield around myself of the outside things that were going on and look at what was going on inside of me. Sometimes we can be so distracted about those things that are going on the outside. You know, the kids, the job, the bills, all of those things are outside of you. But on the inside, I had some emotional baggage. I had some health issues. I had some mental blockage there, meaning that I couldn't process. My day-to-day thinking was just cluttered. There were just so many things going on because of the emotional state, the health state. My heart was broken. So many things that was causing my life to be cluttered. And I needed a release, and I would pray and ask God to release. And God said, I will, but you got to do something. You're praying for release, but the release is already there, but you got to move into it. So I didn't know where to start, and I started with the simple things. I started with me. I didn't try to tackle a lot of the things on the outside of me because first I had to clean myself up on the inside. So I started thinking kindly about myself, saying to myself, Chris, you can do this. Chris, you need. And I started asking God, what are some of the things that I need to do, that I need to change? And he started to reveal those things to me. Some of those things you just flat out know about yourself. Some things I knew. I was mean about some things. I was evil. I had unforgiveness in me about some things. I knew that. I didn't need a God to really speak those things to me. I knew those things, and I started working with what I knew. And the first thing that I had to do was to look in the mirror and judge myself. And I had found out over and over and over that it's so hard for people to look in the mirror and judge themselves. You know, as I've said before, 24% of people take accountability for their life. 76% of people do not take accountability for their life. They blame other things and other people for what happens in their lives. So I started to judge myself, look at myself, start taking some accountability for some of those things that happened in my life, and stop blaming the ex-husband or the former husband, I like to say, the former husband. Stop blaming. Some of that was you. Yes, there were some things that happened, but the result of how you respond to those things lies solely on you. So some of the decisions financially I had made were very, very bad decisions. I had to take accountability for that. So what I did, I started to clean up my thinking, clean up my thought process about me and say, look, you're better than this. You can do better than this. Let me start somewhere. Yeah, the bills are going to be there. Yeah, life's going to happen. But on the inside, it's all about how you respond to it that's going to make a big difference in your life. So that's where I started with me. First of all, I want to just talk about unlock your path to success. That's the main thing. You want to unlock everything on the inside of you that will cause you to succeed and not fail. If your attitude is a roadblocker, you are something that's cluttered in your life, get rid of it. If you have a bad attitude, unlock your path to success. If your finances are all in disarray, get them in order. Find someone to help you. There's so many programs out there that will help you financially. to do what you can do. Don't shy away from your debtors. Make sure that you call them and talk to them. And if you don't get, if they get upset with you, if you stay calm and stay within your own constraints, then you will come out better. There's so many things that you can do to empower yourself in unlocking your path to success. Your health, you want to start to go see about yourself. We as women, sometimes we do not go and check on ourselves. We wait until we feel the lump in the breast. We wait until we have pain in the abdomen. Let's keep our physicals updated, and let's keep our lives in order with our health. Some of you say, I may not have insurance, but there are so many programs out there that will do a sliding scale, or if you're not employed or if you don't have any means of paying, there are things out there, places out there that will help you. But you got to do something. You got to get on the phone and track it down. Google if you have the internet. I Google a lot. If I don't know something, I Google it. There's something out there, and I just keep pressing in and pushing, as we talked about last week, till I get results. Feel more energetic about yourself. Your mindset is very important in how you feel about yourself. You've got to get up thinking, I'm good. I'm good. I can do this today. Whatever it is, I'm going to respond this way. Start strategizing your plan in your mind, in your prayer life. Get a devotion in the morning when you first get up. Start using that meditation, talking to God before you leave the house. It's like American Express. Don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without some morning devotion. And enhance your self-esteem. You want to enhance all the good things about you. You want to start feeling great about you and not so much of what other people say about you. You know, I am so grateful that I have been delivered of other people's opinions. You do care what people say because you want to be looked at in a great light. But is that the total being of my existence? No. I have the final say about me. So you want to enhance your self-esteem, your self-motivation, what you feel about yourself. You know, you want to do those things that make you feel good. Lose weight and gain strength. When I talk about losing weight, I'm talking about twofold. I'm talking about losing weight in this reality. The pounds that are on me, I'm working on that. We're in the 90-day empowerment program with Weight Watchers, Harvest Girls International, and Weight Watchers have joined forces together. We're in the 90-day empowerment, and together we have lost 51 pounds in about a three-week span. And so those are that's the weight that I'm losing. And the other weight that I'm losing is part of the empowerment program is that we are using workshops and seminars as we go along to empower our emotional, our health, our spiritual self. We are starting to empower ourselves across the board. So the weight that you lose is not always in pounds. It's weight that holds you back in your mind, weight that holds you back just in your total living. Improve your physical health. We're walking. Start walking. Walking helps clear your head, starts pumping all those vital organs. It's a wonderful thing to walk and just to clear your head. It's cold outside here in Indianapolis, but we're walking in the mall. We use mall walking, and we clear our heads, we talk, and we just have a great time. And then you want to eliminate procrastination. Eliminate those things in your life that keep you from doing what you need to do. You know you need to get up, you need to get dressed, you need to get out. Just get up and do it. Eliminate those things. Improve your financial stability. We talked about that. And lastly, eliminate your fears, anxieties, and your depression. Eliminate your fears, your anxiety, and your depression, and attract positive. Improve your love life for yourself. Love you before anybody else can love you. Love yourself. And become more organized, control your thoughts, enhance your communication, and create better relationships with your family and friends, and take risk and live the life of your dreams. I have been so excited to bring you this Release Yourself today because I want to know, do you believe that you are great? And transformation does begin with you. If you believe that, give me a shout out, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Until we meet again, I love you, I bless you, I wish you health and that you may prosper. And remember, release yourself because transformation does and always begins with you. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye now.